Slam. Welcome to Japan. This is best lyrics in the 90s.
What's that from? Down.
Space Jam theme song, dude.
Oh, I thought it was the I Believe I Can Fly.
No, that's R. Kelly.
Well, I know. That but guy's
it
not.
It was on there when Michael was practicing his hoops in the front yard. His
yeah, no, like, I definitely remember.
His dad's that. Like, one day, you're going to fight a band of monsters with the Looney Tunes. Keep practicing those three-pointers, MJ. I'm going to go back here and gamble.
Yeah, that sounds... You know what's really sad is, like, that is accurate to the movie for the most part. He didn't say that to him, but what a fucking turn of events. What a fucking crazy ass movie. I don't know why we're talking about it, but I'm okay with it.
You started off with the Jock Jams while we were like pre-recording, so I instantly put in my head, oops, Space Jam.
Oh well. Hey, Roper, guess what?
What?
We have an interesting episode today.
Yeah, we do.
So it's entitled Exchanging Tastes, 5 songs we share with each other.
Yeah.
So you might be wondering, what exactly does that mean? We both pick songs that we knew each other haven't listened to, really.
Yeah.
And we are going to talk about them. We're just kind of reviewing some songs.
Yeah. Nice.
So we got a lot going on. Nice. Roper, we had the most successful listener responses post to this date. So I think we should ramble through them real quick.
Let's not ramble. Let's speak them clearly.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
At a fast manner.
I thought rambling was like quickly going through it and then mumbling.
No, rambling is where you just continue talking when nobody's listening.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. All right. What? So we asked, what song would you show to a friend?
Yeah.
And again, lots of people. So we're going to accurately and I don't know.
No rambling.
No rambling. Roper, hit us with it.
OMTTBCP_ukulele_punk recommended Human Resources by courtesy of Tim. I've not heard that one, but we are gonna check it out.
We are. Courtesy of Tim is a band I recognize though.
Oh really?
I do recognize it. It's been a while.
All right.
Our band buddies Years Down said the band Unwell Band.
Yeah.
So we will have to check that band out. Do you know them?
I do not. I have heard the name, but I have not heard the music.
Okay.
Ran Out of Friends podcast said We're All Gonna Die by Baby Fuzz.
I've definitely never heard that.
I don't either. And like this guy's always recommending us music too. So
I know that guy's fucking dope as shit. I love
that. Yeah.
Chris from the band Nude Shoes said they're the new Nude Shoes single that hasn't dropped yet.
How can we listen to that if it's not out yet?
I know, what an asshole, Chris. No, I was like talking to him Chris in the comments.
Chris is not an asshole. He's very cool,
very
dude.
Nice guy. But until I get to hear that song, I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, we're still.
I was like, hey, send it our way. He was like, maybe.
Can't. Definitely when it comes out, though, we're going to give you a shout out.
Chris. Yeah, going to have to hear it.
Old Nude Shoes band. XO Princess dot Laura XO said 100 Sleepless Nights by Pierce the Veil. So there's a band that you slept on last week.
I know.
Pierce the Veil. Are you going to check out this one?
I have to now. Yeah. I feel like if I don't, I'm a liar.
There you go.
I gotta change my ways. I'm a better person now.
Oh, you're a liar?
I think you would say you're a commie.
You're a commie? No.
Just a bit. And then we had a Keegan T. Campbell said, All My Friends Are in California by Vale Amour.
Ooh.
I haven't heard this song.
I've heard of Vale Amour, but I haven't heard this song.
Man, honestly, we should just make a playlist out of this.
That's what I literally just thought.
Yeah, it's like we should do something with this. All right, next one.
Here's some more familiar stuff. All Systems Go, a band from New Jersey who follows us, said Bitter by Chunk. No Captain Chunk, as I left out.
The Chunk?
The Chunk in the beginning of it.
Bitter's a fantastic song.
I love that song.
Absolutely love it. Our Empty Space Boys said Nerve by The Story So Far. You know they can't go without... Yeah, we fucking know
We
Nerve.
Know that one. That one's probably one of my favorite Story So Far songs.
I do love The Story So Far.
Save the World with two threes instead of E's in it, said Stifler Party.
Stifler Party. We hope that's right.
I think it is.
Definitely haven't heard of them yet. So that is a band, apparently.
That is.
What Makes Sense, our band from last, our up-and-coming band from last week.
Yeah.
They said Real Talk, A Better Life EP. We got to
definitely check out that EP.
Yeah, maybe it's an inspiration.
If What Makes Sense recommends it, because they're on fire right now.
They're fucking hot.
So good.
Hot and spicy.
And then another up-and-coming band, that we featured, Watch Your Tone Vision, recommends The Used. Ooh, I love The Used.
Everyone likes The Used.
In high school, when FYE used to have their buy one, get one 50% off used CDs, we mm-hmm. thought that it would be funny to go ask the people at the counter. And you know what we got?
What?
Buy one, get one half off The Used CDs, the actual band. So we stocked up on their discography in high school.
Ooh. Were you a CD collector?
Yeah.
I would only buy CDs of I have maybe 20 CDs that I've bought in my life.
I would just wear out the headphone jack in my phone within the first year.
Oh, okay.
So I would have to either get Bluetooth headphones or just get a bunch of CDs for my car. And that's how I rolled for about 5 years.
Fair enough. I remember they had if you had a tape player in your yeah. car, you put the tape thing in there, and a little string that came out was like a tampon thing.
Yeah.
And you'd plug your phone or your iPod or whatever in there and play songs that way. I still don't know how that magic works. I think it's black magic.
My first three cars, that's how I would listen to music in it.
Mm-hmm. Dude, there's something about listening to music in a car.
Yeah. You know?
Like, there's just nothing better.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad had one of the tape things, and it blew my mind because he'd plugged our family CD, portable CD player into it, and I'm like, Dad, how's this work? This is a CD. Little Bobby Hill over here.
Technology, man. It's gone a long way.
New releases?
Yeah, you ready to go into
them? Yeah, let's do it.
So, very excited about this one. Grayscale released their newest record, Umbra.
What a fucking banger album.
That is, I still don't know what the album title means. I should actually Google it.
We should.
But anyway, yeah, no, it's a little... It has the Nella Vita vibe from their last record.
But times 10.
Yeah, they definitely doubled down on it. Like, I honestly, it's kind of hard for me to say this is pop punk anymore, but, it's just still so fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it's got elements of it. And
best produced record of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I challenge anybody to say otherwise.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. They got fucking sax solos. What the fuck?
Two of them.
Then they got some choir, which I didn't really think I'd be into, but damn was I.
Yeah.
This record's great. I'm gonna recommend the song off of it, Live Again.
That's a good one. I really liked King of Everything and Light. Light's a very nice, cute song. I think Grayscale is really good at putting out cute, sad songs.
Mm-hmm. I think Grayscale's good at putting out songs.
Oh, in general. Yeah. Except for Diamond. You didn't like that one.
No, Diamond's trash. I honestly, this record makes me feel so much better because Diamond literally was the worst thing I've ever heard.
They were like, we haven't put out music in a while, so let's try something new and see what everybody thinks. And then people like Hunter in the comment section.
No, fucking sucks. I'd rather listen to the newest A Day to Remember record 10 times in a row than listen to that song once.
Really?
Yeah, I fucking hated it that much. I just think I felt like it was the biggest slap in the face.
To you personally?
To me. They were like, all right, let's dig through all of our fans. This guy Hunter loves fucking punk music. Let's write the worst song ever.
We see him from a distance on Facebook commenting on other bands. you guys suck. Listen to my music. Throw some shit out there.
Yeah. I don't know. I respect the game. If you want to, whatever music you want to write, that's awesome. But, oh, man, that song really almost made me hate this girl. Just hate.
Well, I'm glad they put out this fucking banger record because I've been waiting for a while.
There's this banger song you showed me recently, Roper. It's brand new. Is it this one?
The one that I'm going to talk about?
Yeah, the one you're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I really like the Swancore style music in this band. It's one of the prime bands in the Swancore scene.
What is Swancore?
Swancore is named after Will Swan, the guitar player of Dance Gavin Dance.
Gotcha.
So it's very funky riffs with very heavy undertones to it, very technical bass and drums and stuff. So he has his own record label called Blue Swan Records. So everything under that umbrella is basically referred to as Swancore now.
Interesting.
So he's the godfather of his own subgenre, which is pretty cool. But this band kind of came up in the ranks, through the ranks with like Dance Gavin Dance and stuff. They've been around for a while, but they're called A Marionette, and they just put out a cover of Michael Jackson's PYT, Pretty Young Thing. I wanna love you. Vocally, it's very similar to Michael Jackson's style, but they add that extra like oomph to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're very. They stay true to the source material, but they add their own flair to it, which is really fucking good.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the original Michael Jackson song was all like digitally put in there with like drum machines and like synthesizer and shit like that, and this one has actual instruments on it, which is really fucking good.
Yeah, no, I was very impressed.
I didn't think you would like this one when I showed it to you.
I like Dance Gavin Dance style music.
Yeah.
It's not something that I go out of my way for very often.
Yeah.
There's some specific moments I could think of, but I mean, I thought this was fantastic, and Michael Jackson's a great band to cover, or musician.
He's a great band.
I love the Michael Jackson band.
R.I.P.
Anyway, with Confidence released their self-titled. Haven't listened to all of it. Listened to the singles. I'm into it. Very excited to actually sit down and listen to the rest. State Champs released a single, Just Sound.
When this song came out, I loved it, and then I totally forgot about it the next day because Grayscale put out their album, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it's fine to me. Yeah. It's like, it just, I don't know, it doesn't have anything super special to bring me back to it. So
it's a State Champs song for sure, and I think I was just excited because I hadn't heard a new one since they put out their like three-way collab with like We the Kings, and I think it's
they released
like,
a acoustic-y reimagining.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
That was actually pretty good.
I kind of glossed over that one just because I wanted new music.
Yeah, fair enough. Real Friends released a banger, Teeth.
Yeah,
I really like Teeth.
It's very similar to the older style Real Friends, just
with the acoustic guitars and stuff. They got some like Backstreet Boy ums in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something I really dug. So I think Real Friends is killing it.
Yeah, with them adding Cody as their singer, I think they've got this new breath of fresh air
it's gonna take over.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, and they're such a really talented band, anyways. Without him, like. Mm. I wouldn't say they could have had anybody replace Dan Campbell. Or not Dan Campbell.
Dan Lambert.
Dan Lambert. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that they could have everybody, but like this is the perfect new direction for them.
It is. It's like it puts them in more of a less Midwest emo-y sound, more pop punk sound.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of what they were going for with their last record with Dan on there.
And I think I understand the reason why they picked him to replace Dan in this band is because if you listen to him in Parting Ways and Youth Fountain, you can hear he's got a little bit of grit to his voice in the backup vocals and stuff.
Mm.
But I like his clean vocals way more.
I like both, honestly. Yeah. I'm fine either way. Talk about this other one.
Oh, Grayscale put out, or not Grace. Man, it's been a long weekend. Turnstile, we go. I know I've been suggesting these guys, but these guys just have this weird like style to them that just clicks in my brain. Mm-hmm. They put out a new album called Glow On, and I feel like every time I talk about them, I'm like, do they have a new album coming out? And they finally put out a new album.
So now we know.
Song that I would suggest is Alien Love Call. It's got a Code Orange on it. They're like a hardcore style band, which is pretty good, but this song doesn't really feel like it's a hardcore song at all.
I haven't got to listen to it. I'm not a big Turnstile fan.
Yeah.
But I know you love them, and I'm sure other people do.
I think you would like their newer stuff as opposed to their old stuff.
I like that cowbell on that one song.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, we found all of these on the Pop Punkers page on Reddit. So if you guys want to find new music, they have a weekly post about it, about every band that released a new song or album, and it's like really well done. So awesome. Also, Roper curates one of the best pop punk playlists.
I try to, at least.
Oh, he does. It's fantastic. I love listening to it. He also updates it all the time, weekly even. Yeah. And so I'm sure that some of the songs you're going to hear on this episode maybe some songs that you haven't heard yet are going to be on it.
Most definitely.
Give it a listen. But Roper, the question is, are you ready to get to our top five recommended songs to each other?
The question is, are you ready to rumble?
I need that cowboy sound.
Okay, so I recommended Parallels by Dance Gavin Dance. Reason why I recommended it to you is because you said that you like this band.
I do like this band.
But you haven't really gotten into them yet.
It's kind of like they definitely should have been on my top five bands I sleep on.
Yeah.
Because they're fantastic. You and I have a really other amazingly great friend, Ray, love this band.
Yeah.
From the bottom of your hearts. And I think as musicians, they're amazing.
Yeah.
And I think at the very beginning of the song, it just proves that right away because it just feels so fucking badass.
This song is like a I feel like when they're in the studio, and I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but they just had two unfinished songs, and they're like, we can make this work. And they mash both of them together because the beginning of it starts off really heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then once Tillian's vocals come in, and I'm like, this is like the only time I'll ever complain about their lyrics is because I hate the beginning of this song so much where he's like, live alone, die alone, I'm my own boss. I hate that part. and then after they get past all that stuff and they do like the little guitar riff and John Mess comes in, I'm like, the song fucking rules, dude. So what are your thoughts on it, though? I could talk about this all
day. It's a solid track. I can kind of see where you're coming from combining the two songs. I think that it's off their newest record, if I'm right. So that one, that record's really good. I think their last record was going to always be my favorite.
Yeah, same here. That album just fires on all cylinders.
And I think I really did enjoy the newest record, too. I don't really remember this one off this record, though.
Yeah, I usually skip over this one, but...
Why'd you recommend it to me?
Because I was listening to it when we came up with this idea, and I'm like, I really wonder what he thinks about it, because... It could go one of two ways. You really fucking hate it at the beginning and then really, really like it at the end, or you
really I really liked the like beginning and the ending was just fine.
Yeah.
It's kinda like it was like it wasn't something that made me feel any which way, but the beginning I was like, oh fuck.
I thought about picking like an older Dance Gavin Dance song for you, but maybe later on I can do that on like another suggestions.
Maybe with
episode.
Yeah, fantastic pick. I was humbly surprised because I had an expectation for this song being a Dance Gavin Dance song, and I was thrown for a little bit of a loop.
And the nice thing about Afterburner is I feel like it's a lot heavier than the last record. The last record had some really funky parts in it, but this one like amps up the heaviness to it.
Also had a marching band.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, didn't one of the songs like feature like a marching band?
I have no clue.
Oh my God, Mr. Dance Gavin Dance expert.
Well, I never like, I like music. It's just like the only times I really dig into stuff is when we're doing podcast stuff. I just like to listen to it.
Oh, we'll have to figure out which one that one is.
Yeah.
But Roper, I recommended you a song.
You did.
It's by one of my favorites, a band that you slept on.
Yeah.
Less Than Jake.
How perfect.
This was a song that I don't hear many people talk about, and I think it's fantastic. And that would be Conviction Notice. Welcome to a place where red meets dead. Feels like the price on your head. Money can't buy happiness, but it sure can pay the rent. We always try to buy a better life. I think we may have overspent. Mixing pride and dollar signs is easier said than done. So, first and foremost, what are your thoughts here?
I thought it was really good. Like I said last week, this is a band that I definitely sleep on just because, like, they've been around for so long, and I'm like, how good is their new music? And their newer music is really fucking good, too.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't... I think they've been together for so long that they know exactly what each other's thinking, like, is thinking, and then, like, they just put out such a beautiful, like, mix between ska, reggae and actual punk music, they blend the three so well that it blows my mind. And then I hear them actually like sing together, like Chris and Roger, and I'm like, he's got like the perfect like pop punk voice.
Which one?
Chris.
Chris does, yeah. For sure.
He's the higher pitched one, right?
Actually, I think Roger has more of a higher pitch. Because like Chris is like, give me my conviction notice.
Oh, okay. Well, then I like Roger's like high pitched voice too.
When Roger comes in during the bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a fantastic. There's like this part where it's like, lyrically, I think it's amazing. It's like comparing Rent to being a debt or being like a.
As the pen size
feels like a debt.
Yeah,
feels like the debt on your head. Yeah. Money can't buy happiness, but it sure can pay the rent.
I like that one.
Dude, the horns in the song. Very really good. Kill it. I actually got to pick two horny songs for you.
You did.
This week, so I'm excited to get to the next one too. But
yeah,
Conviction Notice just has like some fucking lines in there that you wouldn't really expect to be as like fucking badass and honestly a little bit deep, like the line we're just trying to buy a better life, but I think we may have overspent.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think there's something to that for sure.
I think a lot of people feel that too.
And the song's like old. So yeah. I feel like it aged really well because
it came out in 2008, and I feel like it could be on their most recent record.
Oh, yeah. Dude, speaking of their most recent record, I listened to it again recently and I was like, okay, this is fantastic.
You like it a lot more now?
I do.
I think you had that stigma in your head that Vinny left the band. So then you were kind of like dismissed it because he was like a founding member. But in reality, like it's a Less Than Jake record.
Yeah, for sure. That and like, so it was recorded at Roger's studio.
Yeah.
And that was a change of pace for them, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because his studio is kind of a newer thing. So, but yeah, it fantastic. It's so well done. And so is Conviction Notice. Really liked it. And that's why I wanted to recommend it to you.
I liked that one a lot, man. Thank you for that recommend. I'm definitely going to give Less Than Jake more of a listen. They're like the perfect summer band.
Yeah, really are.
Like I listened to them and Kill Lincoln at the beginning of the summer just to familiarize myself with ska music. And I'm like, this is like the perfect window sound music because it's all fun. You think about nice weather all the time, even though a song might not be about the weather. It's still fun.
Yeah.
I just associate it with like my windows down, even though absolutely only three of them roll down.
I could see, oh, you know, three's better than two.
Yeah. So here's one that I thought you were going to fucking hate.
I was or wasn't.
That you were going to hate.
Oh, okay.
I picked Sex by the 1975. Yeah,
but for different contexts. Yes, so Sex, really like this one.
Yeah,
this was 1975, right?
Yep,
1975. As soon as you said Grayscale's newest record reminded you a lot of the 1975, I was like, fuck, now I gotta start listening to them. And I listened to this, coincidentally, maybe not so coincidentally as I think, but
I kind of did it on purpose just to see if you would actually like the song.
I did. This was my favorite.
Yeah, this one's probably my favorite by them. It's like the perfect blend. I mean, it's off their first record. This was one of their first demos that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
They even put it on like an EP before the first record came out. So, you know, they were very confident with this song. but it's like a mixture between pop punk and that 1975 style that they have. It's very instrumental or not instrumental, but it's very guitar based and it's got some heavier like bass riffs in it too.
Mm-hmm.
But that little synthesizer that they put in the middle of it in like I think it's like the second verse where it goes do 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 do. Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's fucking great. And then the song, like the story behind the song is like very risque, so I like that.
Oh yeah. Sex is great, gotta say.
Yeah, you know, it's great when you have it.
You always have it, Roper. It's on all streaming services.
Yep.
You can get it whenever you want.
I got this on vinyl, too. So
did
you?
That's how you know he's serious about something.
Yeah.
He's got it on vinyl.
When I enjoy it that much.
What's your favorite vinyl you own?
Favorite vinyl that I own? Dude, it's really hard to pick. Like, I just got Purple Rain by Prince. And I love that record so much. So like currently that might be my favorite one, but I've got a lot of like random shit, like the Outfields album with like Say It Isn't So and Your Love by it.
Mm-hmm.
And that album fucking slaps. I wasn't expecting it. One of my favorite things to do is go to the record store and see like a familiar name that I know. And I'm like, oh, I don't really know much about them. And I just like pick up a record by them and listen to it. Because like most times if I do something like that, they're only, because there's a local store that isn't like super expensive like the other stores around town are.
Which store is that?
This is called ZZZ.
Oh, okay.
And it's over there. It's over off of Ingersoll. So it's only like,
maybe I have been there then.
It's like 4 blocks away from, or not 4 blocks away from my apartment, but it's just literally up Fleur from where my apartment
is. Yeah, I think I have been there. I bought a bunch of random EPs on there, or 7 inches.
Yeah.
And just to like try to discover new music, and I just based it purely off the artwork.
Yep.
And honestly, great picks on my end.
That's like, that's one of the best things about hunting for records, though, is like you pick something based off the picture, and you're like, this is going to be fucking wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like, that's how I feel about vinyls, I guess.
Yeah. I think because you're so nice and asked me, I think my favorite vinyl I own.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm just being a dick. Is the Wonder Years like 10-year anniversary of The Upsides.
Yeah, I'm jealous that you have that.
Dude, I worked my ass off to buy that.
Probably took you forever to get.
Yeah, but it's so cool because if you like open it up, they have like a bunch of stories about the records, and oh, it's so cool. One of my favorite things.
It's like one of my favorite modern records that I bought. Probably has to be, I had just got, it was more so a surprise record, but now that we're on the Wonder Years kick, I got Sister Cities on vinyl, and I normally like dismissed that album when it came out.
Yeah.
But after I listened to it, like all the way through, just kind of like in the background, like this thing fucking slaps.
Yeah. It's a lot. That record was kind of a surprise for me. Cause at first I was like kind of meh on it. And then I went through waves, like loved it.
Yeah.
Didn't really care about it. And now it's like kind of like even itself out too. It's a good record.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite by the Wonder Years.
Oh, and I've also got, Battleborn by the Killers. I think that's what it's called. It came out in like 2013, 2012 ish. I wanted that vinyl for so long just because that album is so underrated.
But they only have that one good song, right?
You're a goddamn liar.
I don't know. That's all I use. Mr. Yeah. Brightside, baby. Speaking of music, Roper, I got a song for you.
What is that?
It's called Whatever by The Frights.
And I am so fucking sick of you acting like a dick. I'm just trying to pull myself back together.
Like this one.
This one's good. This one's fun, and it's a little serious, but like they have like that, it's just like a really easily pull you in kind of a song.
This is very indie pop.
Yeah, surprisingly.
And I kind of noticed that as we after a couple episodes of doing this with you, that you have a little soft spot for some of that indie music.
I know, it's kind of weird. I don't like to say I do.
Yeah, the thing that like kind of sucks with like indie pop is a lot of it can sound similar. In my mind, it just, like, we had that radio station, what was it? It was like, it would strictly play indie pop, so the only thing that you would hear at the time, you would hear, like, a song that you would like, and then it'd be, like, mashed in between Imagine Dragons and, like, Ho-Hey by the Lumineers.
Oh, God. Is that really indie pop? I'd always consider it to be, like, folk pop.
That's what they put it, I mean, it's indie music, so... So I really dug this song. The beginning, like, they drop a Fiddler reference right away. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, I know who those guys are.
Fiddler produced that record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that was like a little, like, a little smooch, call out. Smooch yeah. to him.
You're right. Love you, Fiddler.
Why'd you want to show me this song, though?
I think it was, I thought you'd like it. And I feel like it was, that whole record is so good, front to back. But it's the only record in their like discography that sounds like that.
Really?
Like their first record is more like think Turnstile. I think you would actually like it.
Really?
Kind of. Yeah. I'm trying. What kind of genre would you say Turnstile is again?
Turnstile started off as like a regular like hardcore punk style band, but now they've kind of transitioned into like a post punk styled band where they added a lot more of those extra like synthesizer instrumentals. This one I Don't really agree with you on that, but...
Well, this one doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, but their other stuff does?
The first one does, and then they kind of turn to more folkier thing. Yeah, it's their discography is very strange. Yeah.
I'll have to dive into them, because I really dug this song. So.
See, I'm not a big fan of the first record, which makes you think that you would like it.
Okay.
Like, I could see you liking it. But anyway, Roper, tell me about your next song.
My next song that I picked for you, Morning by the band Stasis.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
It wasn't for me. Too heavy.
Yeah.
It's maybe if I listen to it more, I get more into it.
I've been really into trying to discover more heavier bands because my cousin Darby loves like hardcore music and like weird like punk music and stuff.
Yeah, he does.
And so like I was actually talking to him about Counterparts, the band, and he was telling me about them, which albums to pick. So when I was working out earlier this summer before everything got fucking hectic, I made a little playlist called Plant Stuff, and it's all about, it's got this band called Bloom on it. Mm. It's got Stasis. So can you see the plant connection there yet?
Where's Stasis?
Stasis is
how's
like,
that do with plants?
It's like a scientific, like, isn't there like a form of stasis that they go through?
Maybe. I'm also not a very good plant.
I'm not very good at science.
Yeah. I'm not very good at anything in life, but especially plants.
But yeah, so Darby and I were talking about seeing how you would like heavier, like post-hardcore or like melodic hardcore music. And it turns out you don't. So,
yeah, I mean, it's not an instant love for sure.
Yeah. I'll have to show you everything. I just think I like how put together this is musically and it just scratched the right itch for me at the time. Like I like heavier vocals. Like back in the day, I fucking hated when people screamed in music.
Like, I like screaming in music, but there is, like, a certain difference between, like, a pop punk song with some screams and this.
Yeah.
And, like, hardcore music is... Would this be hardcore?
I think it's, like...
It's on the rim of it.
Darby had said this is, like, melodic hardcore, so it's got more, like... Instead of more, like, chugging-based riffs, it's got some actual, like, guitar work to it.
Sure. And stuff. I did notice that.
And that's what I think I dig most about it. I don't think a lot of people would like it that I know, but...
Yeah, I can feel the melody, though, for sure.
Yeah, so.
Well, Roper.
I want to hear more from this band, too. I think they're very fucking good.
Well, you're going to have to bring them up later, because I sure as hell won't.
Yeah, I know you won't.
Not for me. But, Roper, you make me a smiley guy.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, and then so I was like, I'm going to suggest him Mr. Smiley.
Tell me, Mr. Smiley, how could it be true? The things they say that they knew, I can't believe it. What has happened to you? I took my time while thinking it through, digging for facts, believing in you. Oh, Mr. Smiley, but give me a clue why they said it was you. I can't accept it. Tell me it's not true, cause you were once so good to me. Oh, Mr. Smiley, tell me how it could be.
I really like this one. I'd never really heard anything from Mustard Plug before.
Mustard Plug is like a classic ska band that people just forgot about.
Yeah, I've heard the band name before because my uncle's really into like ska music, and so is my cousin.
Okay.
And a different cousin than Darby. Oh,
yeah. But, the less loved one.
No, just different family.
Oh, okay.
Completely. But yeah, I really dug this one. I've warmed up to the ska genre so much.
Oh, yeah.
The past year.
Thank you, me.
It's definitely changed my perspective on that style of music. And I just think anytime I hear a horn in a song now, I instantly just get super happy and excited.
Yeah.
No matter what the content behind the song is. So I was really happy that you showed me this.
Yeah, it's kind of like that awesome little intro lead.
Yeah.
I think Goldfinger and Mustard Plug really worked off of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they took a lot of inspiration from each other. But Mustard Plug like has like this, hey, everything's fucking going to be okay.
Yeah, and I think that's what I like about the ska genre in general. They may have some dark lyrics, but everybody's like super positive about it.
Exactly. Like,
this is all going to work out. Just fucking keep having fun. Keep skanking around, you know?
Keep skanking, baby. I feel like here's the thing with horns. So I love horns. I've like add horns in my music. But there are two types of horns. There's like a, oh, here's happy horns. And then you have like the horn sound in my mind, like the triumphant. Like I feel like it gives me like Hercules vibes, yeah. You know? Like I just, I think, and like they're both, I love them both for their own separate reasons. But, you know, Mr. Smiley got some happy horns in there.
Oh, yeah.
Some bands that I like to listen to, like Aaron Weston Ruin 20s or like Keep Flying, they feel more like triumphant yeah. to me.
Even like the early November when they add horns, it's got more of like a triumphant or even like a somber tone to it.
I was
going to
actually bring that up. Yeah, yeah. Somber is a great yeah. way to.
I don't know. It's just that. Something about like a big band that can make you feel multiple different emotions all within one music.
Yeah, 100%.
Like I remember being in high school and just hating sitting through the band concerts while I was like waiting to go sing for choir.
Same though.
And I'm like, this is so fucking boring. And then like now that I'm older and hear it in genres of music that I like, I'm like, I can appreciate it now. And it's yeah. a lot different than, it's a lot different comparing like a high school band to like people who like actually are invested yeah. and gonna make their own things up.
Like concert or choir bands, not choir bands, like bands like
concert bands.
Concert bands, sure. Just like I really appreciate them now.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't back in the day.
In high school, I was like, let's yeah. get this fucking over with.
Where's the guitar at?
I don't want to be here at all.
You ever go to like a high school show like that and then like there's like one kid with the guitar that thinks he's really cool, but he's wearing like suspenders and nerdy glasses.
That's how it was growing up in my small high mm-hmm. school, smaller high school. You'd have like, because during the winter they would start jazz band.
Yeah.
And so you'd have people who were in both concert band and jazz band. But when jazz band came on, it was like the like really good musicians that were playing. So like, I can't remember the guy who played guitar. I hope that he never listens to this because like, I don't think he will, but like he was really fucking good at guitar, but that was his, like that was his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you even tried to talk music with him, he was like instantly put up his nose and be like, well, I know everything because I can play these scales and stuff. My dad's a guitar tech and all this stuff.
I'll be like, oh, you're like, someone who needs to be euthanized. Okay.
And then, yeah. And then after high school, he's like, I just lift weights and play guitar now. I'm like, okay. So I doubly don't like you right now.
I just like look at him and it's like, dude, you're in jazz band. I don't need to fucking listen to a single thing you say. You're a fucking nerd.
I never got along with that dude too much. Like I was nice to him and stuff. Like we all hung out a couple times because we had a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I was around him, I'm like, come on, man. Like I'm trying to have fun and like
really
talk to you about music that people like.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say something on top of that, but what? I don't want to shit on this guy too much.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Was that like that for you and at your high school?
Well, my high school like wasn't super music oriented.
No, because I remember seeing some of your guys' musicals because Darby was in.
Yeah.
Darby was my favorite part because he was my cousin, but
Roper and I probably saw me perform.
Probably. Weren't you like the scarecrow?
No, that was Waylon. I was the lion.
You were the lion. Okay. I definitely saw you.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember during that musical, like the guy who was like the scarecrow had done something that like was supposed to be funny, but nobody laughed except for like my 5-year-old cousin at the time. You could just hear him throughout the whole like cafeteria auditorium going ha 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 ha, and like everybody just like looks at Elton, and Elton's just like laughing his ass off the whole time.
I love when like someone can take some enjoyment out of something that no one else can.
I know. Well, that kid's just so fucking funny.
That kid is hilarious. Like,
yeah,
I gotta say. All right, Robert, we're going to get back into it, man.
Yeah.
Tell me your next one.
The next song that I picked for you was by a band that I loved when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is The Dangerous Summer and Sins. I'm living away from all love. I'm living away from all love. I'm living away from all. Told me that this one's boring.
I think it's a bit boring.
I
feel like there isn't enough going on to like keep my attention. It's very much background music to me.
I'm like, I wonder what he thinks of The Dangerous Summer. And I should have picked something off their earlier albums, but I figured You would have at least heard that.
I like the Dangerous Summer when I listened to them. Like, I like this song, but I think my expectations were a little high because I know I like the Dangerous Summer.
Yeah.
But I just, another band I sleep on.
I should have picked Miles Apart from this record because even Dale Earnhardt loves that song.
Oh, if Dale Earnhardt loves that song.
He put out a tweet of it, and AJ Perdomo back in the day was like, no fucking way, Dale Jr.'s listening to me. And so, like, they've actually, like, met and stuff
before. Oh, really? And, like, that's so cool.
Yeah, but this record, there's some context behind this record because this was the last one that they put together as, like, before Cody Payne did all that, like, terrible shit.
Oh,
I mean, like, in the midst of him putting out that terrible shit when they broke up the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just hear, like, I heard a podcast with AJ. I think he was on Lead Singer Syndrome.
Okay.
And they were kind of like talking about this time period, and he was just like, dude, everybody was just so burnt out, and that's why his vocals are shit, is just because he's just trying so hard to get the perfect take and like get it all done with so that way like the band could fucking break up basically.
Aww.
And it's sad, but like he came back strong like 3 or 4 years later with I can't remember what was – oh. I think that one's like a self-titled record, but
gotcha.
I could go on about these guys forever. I think they're fucking great.
I like their guitars.
Yeah.
I think that's something that really pulls me in. I think the lead singer has a great voice for the most part.
I should have recommended something to you from the album War Paint because that album is phenomenal.
Okay. I need to give the band more of a chance. I like upbeat music, and I feel like they're more like melancholy.
There's a mixture of both. I'll have to recommend some more stuff to you off mic, but I feel like I just really fucked up on this episode for you.
Oh, you got Sex on there.
Yeah, I did. you're gonna listen to that song, you're gonna be like, yeah, I like 1975 now.
I do. I think they're gonna be my new like up and coming band in my mind. The band like that has been around forever.
Yeah, but like a newer, like I said earlier, I would just recommend that first album for you. It's got some really good songs on there.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Well, Roper,
yeah,
I got a song that you didn't really care for all that
much. Yeah, it just, you can go ahead and...
I'll tell them about it.
Yeah.
It's called Little Black Backpack by Stroke Nine. I don't want to tangle with you, I'd rather tangle with him. I think I'm gonna bash his head in. This shouldn't concern you except that. Just don't expect to get your bloody black backpack. Yeah, it's just like...
It's not that I didn't like it. It just seemed like something that would be out of a movie from when I was like in high school.
I think that's why I do like
and
it.
And it's got like a similar, like not butt rock necessarily, but butt rock style band sound to
sure,
it.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I was just kind of like, yeah, I could give or take. I mean, it's not a bad song by any means. It's just like, I wasn't really feeling it.
I think it's one of the, like, I think the reason why I like it is it starts off with like this.
Yeah.
So it's like really kind of, somber.
Yeah.
And then it starts to pick up in the pre-chorus. Don't want to talk about it. And then the chorus hits, and I'm like, how do they go from like the somber fucking sound to like this upbeat? Like,
yeah,
let's fucking hit it. I think I really like that.
The lead singer of this band sounded like the guy from All American Rejects in it.
Yeah, I could see that.
So for a while there, I was kind of like, does he have like a side project that I haven't heard of? Or.
Oh, I mean, Stroke Nine was like one of those bands. I think they released a few albums, and then I think it was like more of a hobby band that actually kind of took off in some places.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they're not I'd never hear about them ever. I don't even know how I found this. I think it was from Zune.
This honestly feels like it's a Zune song to me, but I just wasn't really like that into it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I don't think we should talk anymore. Yeah. All right. Well, how about you tell me about your last one?
All right. This one was 100% a joke, and I just wanted to see what your reaction would be. I picked the cover of You're Still the One, the Shania Twain song, but the main... Still the one I run to. This is fucking cheesy. I know Hunter might hate it.
I loved it.
You loved it?
I did. Yeah. I think it was great.
The more listens I had with it, I'm like, this isn't the superior version, but it's like nice.
Yeah, I think out of all the ones you gave me, this might be my second favorite.
Really? Because yeah. I thought for sure you were just gonna absolutely hate this one.
No, first of all, I love Shania Twain.
Yeah, I know, that's why I picked it. So
I mean, that's already a bonus. And then the main was kind of a band that I was a little shaky on, and now listening to this, I'm like, fuck, I need to listen to the main some more. I was really into this. It took me a while to realize it was a cover. I was like, this sounds so weird.
I should have just...
It sounds different.
I should have just, like, sat down and played it randomly to see, like, how you felt about it.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably be like, why does this sound familiar? Why does
it sound so familiar? Yeah. But, yeah, I'm glad I put this one on the list because it's, like, really well done.
Yeah, and Shania Twain's a fucking queen, baby.
I do not like Shania Twain at all.
What?
Growing up in the 90s in Iowa...
Yeah.
Everybody loved Shania Twain. So you couldn't get away with fucking, damn, I feel like a woman.
I was going to say, does this not like make you happy?
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
No. What's the song? What's the song where she's like, wait. It's Any Other Man. Any man.
I don't like that song.
I hate that song too. But she says something in the beginning of that song too, and I like laugh my ass off every time I hear it. She's like, let's go boots or something like that. Get them boots. I just can't stand Shania Twain. I think it's just growing up in Iowa in the mid 90s where it was on the radio all the time because my dad listened to like radio or country radio. So
same.
It was like, I can't escape this. And then I grew up with like two of my closest cousins are girls. So they're like, we love Shania Twain, and we're empowered every time we listen to her.
Oh, God. Yeah. And a man of mine better be proud of me. Even when I'm ugly, he still better love me. And I can't be late for a date, that's fine, but he'd better be on time. I think this song's fucking bullshit.
And a man of mine.
Say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay. That's why I don't like it. When I have a bad hair day, it's like I think it sounds like the song. I don't know why we're talking about the song, but I think the reason why I don't like it is because it just makes it seems like she gets to make all the rules, kind of a thing. It should be more of a partnership rather than anything I do better be okay. And I'm like, that's fucking horrible.
Isn't she Canadian?
I'm not sure. Where are you from, Shania Twain?
I either think she is Canadian. Or else I'm getting her mixed up with Alanis Morissette, some other lady that I do not like.
Alanis Morissette, but she has that "I want you to know."
She does like that fucking what's that?
Oh yeah, she is Windsor, Canada.
Windsor, Canada.
I think everyone gets to learn something new every time they listen to the show.
How does she? How does she's like? Yeah, I'm gonna sing country music now.
Canadians love country music.
Do they?
Canada's like the Midwest.
Every Canadian band that we've talked to, they're like, I don't listen to that.
Well, it's probably because it's so popular there. They got shoved down their throats as kids.
That's why I don't like it here.
Yeah, like, I like country music to the most. There are some songs I'm like, no.
I should say that I like country music, but I don't like Shania Twain because she was just like all over my childhood.
What about the song?
Let's go, girls.
The one that's like, I really like this one too.
Does she sing the "Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under"?
I don't know.
That song, that might be the only like token Shania Twain song that I like.
Knowing your luck, it's, or my luck, it's like not.
Whose Bed?
Oh, That Don't Impress Me Much is a fucking jam.
I hate that song too.
That don't impress me much. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Don't get me wrong. She does sing "Whose Bed Are Your Boots? Have Your Boots Been Under?" Wow.
So sounds like you like Shania Twain.
I like this song. Oh, "Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?" And I'm thinking, like, who's got that high of a bed? Because I have boots.
And I mean, you could like lie them down on their side.
Yeah, but when I think about that, like the boots have to be upright under the bed.
Sure.
Maybe it's like the tips of the toes that are under the bed. Just so that way he can get out of the room faster.
Yeah, he's got to run away from Shania Twain.
do you have one more for me?
I do. It's called "Favorite Liar."
But that don't change the show. Liar, liar. Hold yourself a liar.
I your favorite liar?
No, you're my favorite truther.
Good.
I'm calling you a truther.
I'm a, what's the date today? 8/29 truther.
Okay.
There's no inside jobs here.
Anyway, so this song, I thought you'd really like this one. I kind of surprised you didn't hear it before.
I might have, but it just didn't.
It's really catchy. It's got the like.
Yeah, it sounds like a Microwave, the band.
Oh, it sounds like the band The Microwave?
The band Microwave, yeah.
Really, you think
the lead singer sounds like that.
Oh,
wow.
Never made that comparison.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I was listening. I listened to this on Friday when you sent it to me. But on the way up here, I listened to it, obviously, to get ready for this episode. And I heard it, and I'm like, why did he put a fucking Microwave song on here? But then it's the Rex, but I like it a lot. It's got a really fun, upbeat sound to it.
Yeah, I think it's really well produced.
The vocalist's got some smooth vocals on there.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't think of another Rex song I know or like.
I can't either. I didn't even know they were, like, an actual band.
They are. So if anybody knows some Rex songs that, other than Favorite Liar, that you guys like, make sure to let us know.
Yeah.
DM us. But Roper,
you should tell me I'm a wreck.
I'll tell you that you're a mess. Damn. That's like the second episode in a row that we've referenced in that song. Anyway, Roper.
Yeah.
We had some successful and some not so successful songs.
We had some hits and we had some misses.
Hits and misses, baby. Hits and misses. But I had a lot of fun with this.
I did too.
I think this was something different to do.
Next time we do this, I'm going to try a lot harder, though, to get something that like you don't like.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And I'm going to pick some stuff that you might actually like this time.
Okay. Because so, like, what you just did now? Didn't you do that?
Yeah, but
time?
Better.
Oh, okay.
But better.
Because you gave me sex, and I really like that song.
Everybody, yeah, that song fucking rules. That if that's song. The biggest takeaway from this episode, then thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, well, are you ready to move on to our up-and-coming band of the week?
Yeah.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that's the case, Roper and I would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to get your song submitted. You can find the link to that form in our link tree on any and all of our social medias. Now, Roper, we got this song by this band called Slacker.
Oh, Slacker.
Two R's there, baby. With their song, Waves.
Ooh.
Slacker are easily one of the most talked about bands in the UK underground circuit right now. Hailing from the Southampton, the band has been active for just 3 years, and in that time have made some giant leaps towards becoming a well-known and widely loved name across the UK punk and rock scene. Having recently signed with the World Is Bond Incorporated Management in the US, the band are now gearing up for the release of their second full-length album.
Ooh,
exciting.
Whole second one?
There's the big one.
My voice just went out.
I know, you got that excited.
I was yelling so much at Emo Night that my voice just went out.
Yeah. So we got UK band here. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I like hearing bands from like different countries.
Around the world.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. But what's the story about the song, Roper?
I don't know. You tell me.
I will. Waves is about moving forward while never forgetting where you came from and the nostalgia of amazing times, long summers with friends and loved ones. That's beautiful.
That's so cute.
I really like that. Roper, should we just fucking hit it?
Let's hit it, but not quit it.
And it's that look and your smile and the things that you say. I keep telling myself for now things are okay as we keep moving forward. But I'll never forget all those nights.
Roper! what'd you think, man?
Oh, they're very talented. Very
I
good.
Really liked it. I think the vocalist has a very interesting voice.
Yeah.
I really kind of dug that. The guitars, like they did like the chugging things. And yeah. I was like, dun, dun, dun. And I was like, very cool.
I like the driving sound that they have behind them, like during the chorus and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm like looking at their Spotify right now and there's like a redheaded dude in the band.
Scowling
and he's got the exact face I make every time I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because they're laying in bed together.
It's ironic too because like their band name's Slacker.
Mm-hmm. They've been slacking, baby. They've been slacking twice as hard. They got two R's.
Two R's, yes. Very good job, guys.
Yeah, fantastic. UK's best, baby.
Yeah, 3 years in a row.
Who's your favorite band from the UK?
Favorite band from the UK?
I'm trying to think of a band from the UK.
I mean, mine's going to be someone older than, like...
The Sex Pistols.
No.
Oh, that's pretty old.
Yeah, that's really old, but I think probably Genesis.
I'd probably pick Neck Deep.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. Like, when I think of, like, modern bands and stuff, I don't instantly, like, go look up where they're from and stuff, or I forget where they're from. Neck Deep would be up there. Moose Blood,
of course.
Moose Blood probably more than Neck Deep for me.
Really? Yeah. I think I'd pick Neck Deep just a little bit more.
I don't know. I like Moose Blood's style and their vibe a lot, even though they put out two very similar records back to back.
I don't care.
I could still pick out songs I like by them. Rome's a very good UK band, too.
Oh, you know what? That was a band I never really got into.
I should have fucking put them on our list last week or this week.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can get into them.
Yeah, they do. They have a great Nickelback cover.
I never heard that before.
They do. It's called. They covered Someday.
Oh, that is a good song. I like Nickelback. Don't at me.
Song, yeah.
Anyway, Slacker.
Slacker's great.
Yeah, great band. Hope to see you guys follow the footsteps of all the other great UK pop punk bands out there.
Hopefully, we can hear some more from you guys too.
Ooh. But anyway, Slacker, great job. Catch them up on the up-and-coming playlist we have.
Yeah.
And Roper, are you ready to get to the socials?
I am. You guys want to reach out to us or see what we're doing? Check out our social media pages.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of them.
We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We're on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on Spotify.
Yeah, check out Spotify and Instagram.
Yeah.
That's where we want you, for sure.
Yes. I think we have more success with Instagram just because it's so accessible.
It is.
It's not hard for me, but with Twitter and stuff, I like to shamelessly promote us and then I forget that we have a Twitter.
Yep.
So
that's how Twitter is to me, like the forgettable social media that people still use.
People still use and say whatever they want and it's not fun.
Yeah. I just kind of like want to go on Twitter, like, because I have a leaving war in Twitter.
Yeah.
And like just start actively using it every day, but just only say what I did. So I'll be like, just had lunch. And that's it.
How Facebook used to be, where everybody's like sitting in class.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, nice, or something below, you know, something.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And now if you don't like do some like heartfelt fucking like speech on Facebook, people like just are like, what the fuck are you even doing?
Like if you like share something that you like on Facebook, like a hobby or like, I remember before I deleted my Facebook, like years ago, I posted this like video of this band that I thought was really good. And it was like some like jazz style band that only played video game music.
Oh,
they're actually really fucking good. And like their musicianship was phenomenal and it got no likes whatsoever. And I'm like, I just tried to share something nice with you guys instead of like
nothing,
instead of something political or like, I need prayers for this.
Yeah.
Give me Jesus. Can somebody help me find a rocking chair I totally would, Karen, but I'm busy today. That's one of the biggest
old people
things.
Facebook is amazing.
That fucking makes me so mad. It's like, if you ask anybody for help, the only comments that you're going to get back are the people who are like, I would, but...
Yeah.
Or people that you haven't talked to in like 15 years, and they're like... here's one example that I saw. It's like, in search of a new something cabinet or something like that. And then somebody's like, some old lady commented, is like, don't have one of those, but how are Dale and the kids? It's like, why even fucking comment on it?
Just message them.
Just be like, or call them.
Yeah, even better.
Really set up a lunch, you know?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
See face to face.
Roper, we went to emo night on Friday.
Boy.
I got into a pit.
Yeah, you did.
Sum 41's Fat Lip came on. I think that was my main song.
I think I was waiting in line for a drink.
For the majority of the show.
Just for like the beginning of it. Towards the end of the show, that's when everybody was like either on stage or like had enough drinks. So towards the end, I was like buying two beers at a time, and I could have just bought one and been fine. But yeah, emo night was fun. I got to meet some new people.
I met some new people too.
I met some new people. Definitely want to go back and hang out with more Omaha
friends.
The
new friends.
Yeah. They were very nice. They opened up their hospitality to us, which is always nice. I haven't gone to a different state and slept in somebody's apartment in so long.
Yeah, definitely seems like a young man's game.
Yeah,
but
I'm like, is 28 too old to do this? And then as we shared a couch together, honey,
yeah, I was about to say, we cuddled on a couch.
Like, 28 is definitely too old for this, but you know what? We were only there for one night, so...
I think it was, it was crazy because we like basically stayed in an apartment that's a zoo, and they had,
she had like five animals.
Yeah, she had a bunny, two dogs, two cats, and the cat cuddled with me. I'm not usually a huge cat person, but I'm starting to warm up.
I'm allergic to cats, so.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was fine when we were there, but once we left, I was like, here comes my nose. It's going to start to plug up now.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That's why
I took allergy medicine the night before, because I'm like, one of two things could happen. It's like, either I'm not going to be able to breathe on Saturday, or I'm going to kind of be able to breathe.
Yeah, for sure.
So
either way, I had a blast.
I had a great
time. It's so cool being in a room with people that like actually enjoy the same music as you.
Yeah, because it's like...
We don't have that here.
In Des Moines, it's like really hard to get that.
Find like, these people.
I've done emo night in Des Moines before, and I walked in there in Des Moines. I'm like, I've never seen any of these people in this room before.
I know, where did you all come from?
Where'd you come from? Because I want to find some more like pop punk emo friends.
That on top of that, and then so the one emo night in Iowa, Lil Aaron showed up. Oh my god, I don't know if I've told this story, but. So they're like, we got a surprise guest. And I'm like, fucking someone in the pop punk scene. I don't care anybody. Yeah. Lil Aaron. They play like the air horns. And everyone's like dead silent. Like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And then he played like the worst set I've heard in a while. He was out of his fucking mind stoned or some type of drugs.
They announced that somebody from a band was there. He had like long hair, long blonde hair. And they pulled him on stage like right before those people got married. Oh yeah, somebody got married on Friday at emo night.
Oh, the one we were at?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
you were off doing your own. That was like when we were all getting our shots and stuff.
Oh,
tell you
okay.
What, the waiting room in Omaha has like the strongest Vegas bomb I've ever tasted.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that strong.
It was like a lot of alcohol.
My goal was I'm gonna get super drunk super fast and coast off it for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
And honestly, it worked pretty great until I got my tab.
Yeah.
I don't know how I spent. Roper, tell me how does this make sense. A Long Island and a Vegas bomb shot, and that comes to $54.
How many Long Islands did you have?
One.
One? How many shots did you buy?
One.
I think they fucked up your tab.
I think they did too, but I was too drunk to...
Because remember when I got your first Vegas bomb?
Yeah.
Mine, I got some fancy IPA beer because I'm a schnob.
Yeah, big schnob.
And my tab was only like... That, because I ended up closing my card every time I got a drink, because my card's all fucked up right now.
Yeah.
And, that was only like $12.
Yeah, my tab, I think what happened was either A, I signed for somebody else, but like I was drunk enough to like think to myself that $54 is a normal tab for me at a bar, which it usually is. So I didn't even think twice about it until I left, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's no way my drink cost me $54.
Yeah, it was.
But then I thought maybe like someone else came and got a drink on my tab, like one of you guys, and I was like, oh, maybe that's what it was.
I wouldn't do that.
I know, but like, I don't know. I say a lot of things, but like, I'm like, I'll buy you a drink.
Maybe.
Yeah. So
maybe.
Anyway, that was the episode.
That was.
Had a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah.
Got to experience some new songs.
New songs are great.
And Roper, I want to end it with your impression of the guy that hosted Emo Night with the really long, spiky hair.
The Mohawk guy?
Mohawk boy.
Dude, I can't even remember what he sounded like.
Oh, no.
But he had a huge-ass mohawk, like...
He was like... Yeah, I know. He was huge.
He's like, y'all want to get fucking sad in here?
Yeah. This guy's like 35.
This is like 35. Like, that honestly would be the best job ever, though.
Oh, yeah. Torn around. Just
pressing
like
play. Pressing play on your laptop that is already a pre-made playlist from their company, Emo Night LA.
But then they put, like, the fucking, like, air horns. And I'm like, stop.
They played MGK, and, like, I got really pissed for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I got really salty. But they played the one song with Halsey on it, and I was like, okay, this is fine.
I will accept it.
But no more MGK.
No more.
Did you see him and Mod Center are going to direct a new movie?
And it's just as good as his last one.
Oh, man, it's supposed to be better because it's actually getting a theatrical release.
No. We got to see it and make fun of it.
Maybe let's catch like a matinee.
Okay.
Like a during the day one, so we don't have to pay full price for that shit.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. And with that, we're out.
Yep.